I do my head toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Feeling good as
hell. Head toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Feeling good
as hell. Ooh, child, tired of the bullshit. Gone, dust your shoulders off. Keep it moving, yeah.
All right. Thanks for joining us on our Christmas episode of Bubbles and Bitches. This is Brandy. Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
I think we already had a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is, in fact, not Bubbles and Bitches.
No. What is it?
What is it?
Besties and Testies, or for the special Christmas episode, Balls and Dolls.
Yeah.
Dolls. I like how they take the headline. Balls and Dolls.
Balls and Dolls. And balls. No, it's Balls and Dolls.
I think there is like a lot of phallic symbols around Christmas. The Christmas tree, you got balls, you got a big shaft. It's
oh my
the
God.
Whole thing.
You got a big shaft?
Yeah,
what are you
true.
Talking about?
You got balls and a big shaft.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What the hell?
I wasn't the first guy who's noticed it.
That was not a topic.
I'm just saying, Gloria Steinem has probably already noticed this. And that's probably why we have the upside down Christmas tree. Like, let's turn this whole thing upside.
Oh, so it looks like a vagina.
See?
A big
see?
V.
Oh.
There's the power.
There we go.
That's
I
the
like
power
that.
In the.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
I like it.
Look at
V.
That.
Done. Solving the world problems.
We're going to turn all our Christmas trees upside down.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm liking this.
Topical.
So, if you guys haven't noticed, our husbands are joining us on
yes.
the episode today. We are
welcome,
doing...
Greggle and Randall.
Yeah.
Greggle and Randall.
We are doing the Celestino Montejano Christmas today.
We are. This is our seventh year?
I think that sounds about right.
That is a fucking trick question.
like how many years have we been married?
Ooh.
It's our sixth year. Seven.
Okay, just
or seventh.
Just invented a new thing for us.
What?
Okay.
We need not like daily advent calendar. We
okay.
need an advent calendar by the year. And we put a bottle of scotch in each one.
Oh.
Or red
there
wine. Or whatever.
That's cute.
And then we
and
could
then
keep
every
it.
Year,
everything is aging, right?
And every
yeah.
year we get to open one.
And let's,
aww.
And
oh, that's cute.
And
that's
let's
cute.
Do it for 25 years, like the advent calendar, right?
Oh, my God.
Well, how
Wait,
do we
so
make
I thought,
that?
Yeah, so I thought, like, are we drinking, like, a bottle of scotch every month? Is that
no,
what
no,
wait,
no.
Randall's like, I like this plan.
No,
like,
no okay.
I think this
I'm
is
excited.
A good
okay,
situation.
Okay, I'll go all geeky on this. So, like, you know, year one is a Beaujolais Nouveau, Beaujolais, whatever that, the fresh
Beaujolais.
Wine. Beaujolais Nouveau. Nouveau the, yes. the fresh wine that comes
okay.
out at Christmas time. So you're supposed, you, it's a, fre- it's a French wine, but it has to be drunk right away. So
okay.
it's like a fresh,
so
you know, whatever.
Our first wine.
You know what I mean? And then, like, from there, you put in, like, another wine, but by the time you get like over 10 years, we got to go spirits or you know,
yeah, so
maybe
yeah.
the
whole,
yeah,
the whole time, yeah,
we could do port.
That's what exactly,
yeah,
yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
cute. I like that idea.
Good idea.
Can
good.
We do a moment of silence for Greg's slippers, please?
Oh my God,
moment
They're
of
amazing.
Silence,
amazing.
We can't,
that means it's a bad thing.
No, no,
we're recognizing how great they are, but we can't.
I really outdid myself.
We can't be silent because they're so fucking hilarious.
They're about as up. They're about as high as his knee.
They are so big.
They're
they are
so
huge.
Big.
And poor Greg, you can barely walk in them.
Well, well, explain, describe.
The, okay, so they're Darth Vader slippers. So every year, the day before Christmas break for me as a teacher, we always have pajama day. So it's always fun to like go to school in your pajamas
uh-huh.
and all this. But recently, you know, I got to take a little bit of pride in this. So this is like a good excuse to debut a new set of pajamas.
Yeah, we always have to get a new set of pajamas.
Uh-huh.
But the problem is just for us not always being the best planners. Sometimes we put it off way too late.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And,
yeah.
Then
and I have to Amazon it. And like, honestly,
nothing.
There is nothing even on Amazon.
Yeah.
So I always, the past couple years, it's been Star Wars that comes out
uh-huh.
during Christmas time. So I have to
get a Star Wars.
Get a Star Wars one.
So this year she got us a matching one, but for me she got Darth Vader slippers. Just imagine good old Christmas Story, the you know,
the
second
bunny.
To last scene. Yes, the second to last scene when he dresses up in the bunny thing and the way the ears shoot up. It's like that, but with Darth Vader. Darth
it
Vader.
Really
and
is.
So it's like
they're big slippers.
They
like
are.
When you
and he's walking and he keeps fucking
well, so you know, the makers of the slippers made a bad error, I think. Maybe they'll break in though, but the no backing. So
yeah.
they're heavy on the front, so they're
yeah.
catching on crap. I have
yeah.
to shuffle. I have to like.
So Greg is in his full Darth Vader pajamas and he has yeah. slippers. And then he went to take the trash out.
That happened.
But you had to leave the slippers like what, at the door or something?
Well, they they kicked off accidentally going down the stairs. And I was like, yeah. I am not going to so rectify happens. This at this point.
Just so happened.
I was laughing so hard I almost pissed my pants. he looks ridiculous in him. It is so funny. I'm so excited that you, for
gonna,
you to wear.
We're
everybody,
picture,
the students are going to go crazy over
they're
these slippers.
I think it's good times.
Well, they're going to laugh. They're going to be laughing.
Yeah.
I like to make them look ridiculous.
I will say this. As a guy, I don't know if other guys do, but for me personally, I don't never thought anything about sleepwear.
You know, you just wear whatever.
Yeah, you just wear whatever. So when I was a kid, fun fact about Greg, I do not own a pair of denim. The reason I don't wear jeans, steel rivets.
Okay.
Did you get burned?
No.
Oh.
Well, Randall, did you get burned?
I got burned. I was going to say, I think Randy has a story to share. Yeah. After I get through my story, Randy's going to tell us about the steel rivets.
Did you get burned? You got very excited about that.
That
was my story.
No, so, you know, high school version of Greg, the clothes he was sleeping in was his pajamas. You know, so like, you can't sleep in jeans. Go ahead and try. And that's where I fell in love with corduroy. And thank heavens for Brooke Brothers, because they're bringing it back. Or at least I can be all preppy with my cords.
They've always had it.
Oh, there you go. Either way.
What?
You can't bring back what never left.
So. That's what I said. Now, fun. Okay, next topic among corduroy enthusiasts. Do you like the fat or the thin?
You like both.
Oh, I go both.
I like thin.
You like the thin cord?
Yeah.
The thin cords tend to be softer.
Yeah.
But the fat corduroy says, like, I'm wearing corduroy. I don't care. Who knows it?
Yeah, because you can hear it. You can hear, like,
What corduroy are you wearing?
Randall, how did you get burned? I need to know.
Yeah,
this.
Let's hear the
what happened there.
It's just one of those things where, you know, you're out in the sun.
I don't know about this thing.
Out in the sun, it's like a super hot day, and you go to reach for, like, your wallet or your keys. I forget which one
and
I
you're
did.
Like, ouch.
And I was like, fuck.
All right, Greg.
So, I mean, that was it. I mean, okay. I hope it was a good story.
Greg's historical fun facts. We all know where, you know, denim came from, right? And the steel rivets?
No.
Anybody?
Randall? Isn't it has to do Wasn't with
it
Levi's, from, right?
It doesn't do with Levi's.
Yeah. Back in the mines. Or not the mines. Levi mines. The gold mines.
Gold mining. California Gold Rush.
No, you're
California
good.
California Gold Rush.
Denim comes.
I like touched my nose. I'm like, oh my God, I got now.
Because they needed something that
Greg
was,
made
that
us
would stand up to it, right?
Champagne, yeah. But he didn't make it, but he rimmed our glass. He did a rim job.
Whoa, Greg, great rim job, buddy.
Actually, it was a little sloppy.
He did the.
There was some running.
Oh my God.
The green stuff was a nice touch, but it got all over my nose.
All over the nose.
No, he
did the rim with green sugar. Yeah, a green sugar rim for Christmas.
My comment still stands.
As we're drinking, like, we're all getting, like, green sugar, like, on our nose and our mouth. And I was like, oh, shit, I just got it on my nose.
Yeah, and Greg has permanent green on his lip right now.
In his beard.
Festive.
So he is quite
festive.
Mm-hmm. Just to button hook the Levi talk.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Going back
bring
to
it around.
Levi's.
Denim.
Bring it around.
Denim, the material, comes from France. If I remember correctly, it was actually originally used for tents. So that's where because it actually is 100% cotton. Denim is cotton, mm-hmm. but I don't know how you weave it to make denim.
Okay.
So the reason there's steel rivets, and to this day, because when the gold miners would put the gold is heavier than lead.
Uh-huh.
And so it would tear their pockets.
Oh, and so, the rivets.
So that you had to use steel rivets to hold the denim together.
Oh.
Otherwise, the pockets would rip.
Great historical fun fact.
Well, there you go.
And now, if you don't know, now you know, people. Okay?
Shoot. Oh, my goodness.
So why don't you tell us what you're making us for dinner tonight?
Oh, so tonight I am doing a fresh gnocchi with vodka a la cream, I think is the proper name. So it's just marinara sauce, but you throw in cream. And then for some reason you add vodka, and I'm not Alton Brown, so I don't know why you do that. But
it does
make a difference. So it's something about waking it up.
You burn it off of the alcohol, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, to So yeah, I'm not quite sure. We have to look it up.
There's got to be a reason for it. So I'm doing that. I made the bolognese last night. That's AKA meat sauce. But when you do it right, I got so pissed off because Beat Bobby Flay this week had like 45 minute bolognese. I'm like, nope.
No.
No, you don't. You can't do it.
How long does it
takes about 3-4 hours.
Oh my God.
He came up to, so Tyler, whatever his name is, on Food Network. He used to be on. I don't even know if he's on anymore. But he, for his bolognese, he had one of the best ideas. So usually you have a mirepoix. Onions, carrots, celery.
Uh-huh.
And then usually you'll do like pancetta. You do some sort of bacon, for lack of a better term, to like just set it before you put in pork, whatever meats you're going to use. Usually pork and beef, sometimes veal, sometimes lamb.
Uh-huh.
But he actually blends... like food processes the mirepoix with the pork.
Oh.
And this makes a big difference because, like, you're changing the surface area. You're getting all of that, what otherwise might, usually it dissolves by the time if you cook it for 3 hours. Most of those vegetables will dissolve anyway. Huh. But no, it changes the flavor. It's a good move. So, no matter what your bolognese recipe is,
do that.
I would say that makes a difference.
You do that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It says the alcohol molecule bears the same resemblance as a sugar molecule.
Okay.
And it gives a slightly sweet taste and a hot sensation.
And that was referencing the vodkala cream?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, there you go. There you go. We are just teaching these guys so much stuff.
You're welcome, motherfuckers.
Merry Christmas. Other fun thing. So I'm making one last thing. Sorry, I don't want to bore anybody. Making focaccia. I did a sponge this time, and I've never done a sponge. So the day before, you add... this is like a super geeky thing.
Super excited.
I don't even know why I couldn't measure it. So I just did a pinch. 1/16 teaspoon of yeast in a quarter cup of flour and like a half cup of water, and you let it rest for 24 hours. So literally when you come back the next day, that has turned into like a pancake batter.
Oh.
But like the yeast is all like, and so instead of like using like just a straight up packet of yeast, you do this in your focaccia. I think it's going to make a difference. I hope. We'll see.
More air.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's more airy, not as dense.
Yes.
Oh.
So let's find out.
Thank you.
No promises yet.
I'm so excited.
Did you say you're doing fresh pappardelle?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing that, too.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Seriously. Okay. So let me just tell everyone. So I text Brandy the other night, and I'm like, what do you need me to bring? Like, what do I... tell me what's going on. So what can I contribute?
Yeah.
And then she texts me this fucking laundry list that Greg is doing. I'm like, you don't need me.
Yeah.
You don't need me.
Hey.
Nothing I can make could do
no.
to anything that Greg is doing.
First of all, at the Thanksgiving Zero, I think we all
I can't cook like that.
No.
Okay.
At the Thanksgiving Zero, we chowed down those... wontons.
Oh my God! The
those
were
so.
Were
those were so good.
The apple brie.
Yes,
the apple
those
brie
were amazing. Well,
those
even
were
the
good.
And the potato. The
oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Those
the
were
cupcake
good
tin.
The Greer bites.
Uh-huh.
Is that what they are?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah. Those
delicious
were good too.
Put everything in a fucking muffin tin. You sold Darnell.
Yeah. Okay. I love it. You guys know I love it. And actually, I made cupcakes tonight.
So yes,
I made
you did.
It continues.
Cupcakes. Yeah, but I actually use the what it's supposed to be for. I use the muffin tin to make, or the cupcake tin to actually make cupcakes. So,
well, those cupcakes look good.
Yeah, blackberry. Delish. Yeah, I think it'll be good with the blackberry jam in the middle.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yum!
Blackberry like, frosting. In the
so Darnell can get down in baking, ever since she had Max, she feels like she doesn't have to bake anymore.
Yeah.
And it's bullshit.
Oh, I know.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Uh-oh.
I know. Randy has been getting on me like lately.
Yeah.
He's like, when are you going to make more cupcakes? When are you going to bake? I'm like, well, I was telling him this morning because I was making the cupcakes, you know, before he came over. For me, I mean, I'm not making a 4-hour bolognese, but baking takes a lot longer than just like cooking something.
Yeah.
You know?
It does.
Like, I told him, like, if I'm making, you know, a whatever, chicken dish or something, I just throw the chicken in there and then you cut, it's starting. You know?
Yeah.
Baking
yeah
is like 30
process
minutes just measuring shit, putting it together, mixing it all, you know, creaming everything.
Yes.
Like, it's a lot of work.
She has a very loose approach to recipes, too.
Yeah, and for some reason it still works.
I know.
I don't know how it does. That's
it
a bad move for baking. Mine for cooking.
I get nervous with baking.
Yeah, I know. It's supposed to be precise, but like as I'm going, I'm like, oh, it needs a little bit more of this. Oh, let me just throw a little bit more of this one in there. You're not supposed to do that.
No, you're not.
But that's how I come up with my own shit. Like, even these recipes I changed a little bit. Like, as I was going, I'm like, no, I'm going to do this one instead. I'll throw this instead. So, we'll see if it works. But that's how I made up, like...
It's a journey.
Yeah. When I did those cupcakes, I did like the lemon vanilla cupcake.
Yeah.
Just made it up.
Okay.
Took a basic recipe and just changed it. Like
shitballs.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
No. Well, I don't I can't do that.
We're gonna end up with biscuits one time. No, like, it's gonna be like
Yeah, no, I love cooking, but no baking. I've had plenty of things go south when I'm baking things.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes it's just the wrong ingredient at the wrong time. So, mm-hmm. like, you know, if you add the baking powder at the wrong time, like, it'll change the whole, you know.
And I'm notorious for not reading all the way through a recipe.
Yes.
So I, like, do all this shit, and then I'm like, oh, oops. Fuck, I wasn't supposed to mix those things together yet. I was supposed to, I'm like, oh, well, say, it's okay.
Oh, well,
like,
it'll be fine.
It'll work out.
Well, I think it was the wontons. When you were drunk, you made them to test them out. And then when you made them again for Thanksgiving, Randy's like, no, you're supposed to saute the apples with the...
I forgot that I did that.
And you told Randy, you're like, no, I don't. And he goes, no, you did.
You did that. Yeah.
And she goes, oh, shit, I do have to do that.
Hey, speaking of not following directions, what about that time you made me the mocha shake over at Diedrich's?
Oh, Jesus.
Brandy
was a barista. She was quite good as being a barista.
I was a number one foamer, my foamer was fucking cream.
No, and she cream. Did. And she did.
Wait, is that
no
like a euphemism?
No idea what that means. Yeah.
Oh, like no.
That's what she said. That's what he said.
And Brandy, as a barista, would do the power move, and I love it when the baristas do this. When you know me and I show up, get the drink started.
Oh, just start going.
Like, you know, like, there's nothing better now. I just get drunk.
I used to see, like, my customers walk out of the car, and I'm like, boom, I'm going to make their mocha.
You already know what
they're doing. And they freaking appreciate it, and they would, like, tip, like, $1 to $2 a day.
Because they don't have to wait for it. They're like, oh.
Yep.
Girl's got me.
Yep.
Yeah, no, and for me, I'm boring. You know, most coffee shops, I just get a drip. But I'm saying, like, it's nice when I'm walking up and the guy's, like, pouring the drip. And I'm like, here's my, you know, here's my cash.
Yeah, just get
the
cash, get your drink.
It's, I do appreciate that. One time, so anyway, Diedrich's Coffee, which is where Brandy was the barista, I would go in, and at the time, I was not into coffee, so she would make me, like, mocha shakes. So, like, coffee, ice cream.
I don't know where the fuck they got their coffee ice cream either, because it was fucking delicious.
I wonder if it's like Thrifty's.
Well, what? No, it was some other creamery.
I don't know. It was like a gelato or something good. Something good.
Yeah.
But anyway, she throws it in the blender with no liquid. And, like, I was like...
I put, like... coffee shops call chocolate sauce, it's called muck. So you make your own muck every day.
You make your own chocolate sauce.
Yeah.
How do you make a chocolate sauce?
It's usually I don't remember. A combination of melted.
And they make their own whipped cream too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've done that.
Yeah. In those little canisters, and we used to always fucking
pressurize them.
But we used to like, do our own whippets in the back.
Oh, no.
And then
a lot of like weird things coming out on this podcast.
But when we used to get, like, all high from the whippets in the back. Oh, it was hilarious.
Oh, my God.
And one time the manager was like, you guys, like, we're missing so many whippets. We're missing so many CO2 cartridges. We don't know, like, I don't know. I ordered this pack.
You're like, oh, my God.
And I don't know where it is.
It never came.
Brandy's like, somebody must have stole it.
And then he caught us, and he's like, these motherfuckers. Because he was, like, probably 5 to 6 years older than all of us. Uh-huh. So he was still young. Yeah. But it was hilarious. He's like, you guys stop fucking doing whip.
that totally reminds me of this, but I was thinking, have you guys seen the helium beer and the helium wine?
I have not.
No.
So does it change your voice while you're drinking it?
Yes. I've seen videos, and as they're drinking the wine, they get that helium voice. We need to do that. We need
it. I love that.
They have a beer and a wine.
Oh,
that would be so good.
A video series, right?
But the anyway, the end of the Brandy making me the so one time I go in and I ask her to make me a mocha shake, and she just throws the ice cream and the muck in the blender, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be liquid in there, whether it's cold brew coffee or milk or
there
has to be something in there.
He goes, where's the coffee concentrate? And I'm like, this doesn't need it. He's like, no, I'm pretty sure you always put 8 ounces of coffee concentrate in there. And I'm like,
he's like, you're
not. No, I don't. And then I put it in the blender. It's not even doing anything. And I'm like, oh, I think I'm supposed to put popular. Nobody.
But she was all like, "Well, she like
nobody ever orders shakes. Uh-huh. But they always order fraps,
right?
But you can also get shakes, you know. And the shakes are just good. So you guys know, the shakes are delicious at coffee shops.
But she came back to me and was like, "What are you talking about? This is the way I always do it." And I'm like, "Well, it's funny because try to pour this into a cup right now.
It was like solid. It wasn't going anywhere.
You like broke the blender.
And I'm like, oh, was sorry this- about that."
Was this pre or post with it?
Oh, no. Probably post with it.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
All right. Oh, my God. So, okay. So, moving in.
I used to go to Diedrich's all the time, like all the fucking time when I was in high school.
Diedrich's is the best,
yeah,
Randall.
Yeah, so I wonder if we like cross paths.
I wonder if we did.
Is there only one?
No. No, there used to be a lot of them. Which one did you go to?
Probably he probably went to the Tesla
one. I went to the
one.
Kean one, yeah. The Kean.
I didn't work at that one. Oh. That, you know what?
That was the busiest.
Just to let you know, that one and the Circle were the two busiest Diedrich's.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah, so
that one was hopping.
Yeah, it still is.
Yeah. It is.
So Diedrich shut down, sold all their shops to Starbucks, and then he only opened up two, and now they're called Kean, after his son. And there's one in
Costa Mesa or
Tustin and Newport.
Yeah.
And he does not plan on opening anymore. That's it.
It is so good there, too. And it is. It's always a line, like a huge
line.
Yeah.
It's good
stuff. In both locations.
Yeah. It's good stuff. It is good.
Good coffee.
Yep.
Oh, God. That rosé is fucking
so
good.
I just finished my champagne.
God, that is good. I'm trying to slow play it so I don't bug my own ass when I listen to this episode. And I'm not slurring and talking over each other and think it's a one-man show. I'm trying to behave myself.
I just to confess here, I just got a whiff of that cheese. We have a cheese plate on the table.
It is.
And it smells like feet. And I'm
it
like,
is
oh,
feet.
Shit, is that me?
I know.
I thought it was my feet.
Like, No, Randy. When he was putting together the cheese plate, I was walking by the cheese plate, and I thought it was me. Yeah. I literally smelled myself. I'm like, no, I smell good. I don't know what's going on here.
No, I smell good.
But it literally smells like a dirty ass.
It's stinky.
Right? A stinky fucking ass.
We just went there.
Oh, yeah.
It is a stinky one. Did we figure out which cheese it was?
I'm not exactly sure.
Actually, I don't think it's the goat. Because
I don't think it's the goat.
Is it the wine rind?
I think it's that.
That's what I thought, too. But it tastes relatively mild.
Like a truffle.
Is that it?
That's not it, you guys.
I think it's the rind. I think it's the
red wine.
Yeah.
And the red, this one sucks.
Is it that
too.
One, the red wine? Yeah, that one's not so.
No.
No.
What the fuck? Which cheese?
I don't know. Is it us? Do we smell that?
Is it this one?
Let me smell.
Great pod, guys.
Yeah, I know.
We're smelling cheeses.
That one. Yeah. You guys. Is that one?
Oh, yeah. That's yes. It. That's it. You guys. This one smells nasty. Oh, motherfucker.
All right, guys. So guess what? We have a smelly cheese on our cheese board, and I'm sure you're all super excited now.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Because you know what? It's not me and Brandy because we are wearing Kim Kardashian perfume today.
Oh.
I shared a little Christmas present that my sister got me. I shared it with Brandy.
Oh, I like the oud the best.
Yeah, and I like
and you like the so
one, the citrus.
Yes,
but they're both really good. And
they are.
We smell good.
Yeah. God damn it. Well, actually, I put on. Okay. What is the Joss? What's her name? Jo Malone.
Oh.
So. I love Jo Malone's line.
Okay.
They also make like candles and home stuff too. But they have this one called Pomegranate Noir, and it's only good like during the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's really deep and rich. And
spicy.
I sprayed that on. Oh, God, smell me. It's just fucking good. It's just fucking good.
Again,
so you guys, go to Nordy's and smell Pinot Noir. Just kidding. Pomegranate Noir. Thanks, Randall.
Whoa.
I swear I'm not
with
getting drunk yet.
With the assist right here. With the assist.
You're welcome. Okay, so bringing it back to...
The podcast.
And our Christmas episode. I need to know right now, what are your favorite Christmas movies?
There is only one Christmas movie, as far as I'm concerned. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
I knew you were going to fucking say
yes.
that.
It's the only one.
Oh, no, God.
Not the only one, but it's good. It's good.
I might be the only person. I do not like The Christmas Story.
Ooh. Oh my God, you are the only person.
I know. I might be.
Now, Randall, here's why.
I love the Christmas story.
Here's why. I've already analyzed this. Here's why.
When you said that, my butt clenched.
Well, no. Here's why the Christmas. I'm not saying everybody has to love it. This is that. But here's why the Christmas story works so well. Everybody.
Really good. So good. Kiana.
Oh.
Everybody has had that Christmas that, you know, when you're growing up, when you need that one gift. You know what I mean?
Oh.
That. Fill in the blank. The Super Nintendo, the My Little Pony, the Cat
Patch
doll.
And he fucking actually shoots his eye out.
No, but
I mean, come on.
But that's what makes that movie universal. Like, guys, girls.
The
like,
one thing you're wishing for and oh my God.
Yes, because everyone has.
Actually got it.
I don't want to say everyone. Most of us have had that experience. Because even when you're young, some Christmases, you know, you're like, whatever. Like, I don't want to say whatever, but you always want toys or clothes or whatever. That you want, but there is that there are those versions where it's like you really, really want this one thing.
Yeah.
You want that new bike, you want that Super Nintendo, you want that whatever. And I think that's what that movie speaks to. So Randall, A, you're wrong. But
Christmas Vacation's good.
But
I like that.
Christmas Vacation, the characters speak to me more. I don't know why. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is
I like it.
There is
a little trashy.
No, what Christmas Vacation has that I think that a lot of good holiday movies has is it's not really a holiday movie. It's a movie that takes place during the holidays, but it's really like an episode of Roseanne. It's a guy who's it's a guy who's waiting for his Christmas bonus, and then it doesn't show up, and like that's the you know
true. Yeah.
That's the extent of that movie, and once again, much like I said,
so
with
very
Christmas
relatable.
Story, yeah, it's very relatable. Like you need whatever that raise that paycheck. Yeah.
Well, I think Christmas Vacation is probably like one scene away from turning into Falling Down.
it is.
Yeah.
Falling Down.
It's a guy movie. It's from the 90s. What's his name?
Douglas?
Yes, Michael Douglas.
Michael
Douglas plays this really, really Poindextery guy, and he breaks. And he like carries like a machine gun down downtown Los Angeles. And
that's
crazy.
Like kind of like today. Like,
yes, I'm sorry. No, it is unfortunately a very scary movie now. And there are some dark, very, really dark moments in it. But it just spoke to
that. That's a fucking downer.
Sorry. Anyway, but
it just brought me back.
Well,
it
just
brought me back
it
to Vegas.
Speaks, you know,
real
we've
quick.
All had like, I don't want to say those days, but you know what I mean? We've all had like the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, those days like when you're working, you're just like, sorry.
Yeah.
No, I just.
Oh.
I drink, my boobs drink wine. It just spilled everywhere.
So just to kind of move off of that a little bit or to add on to that.
Yeah.
So Falling Down, Michael Douglas. If you're familiar with The Simpsons, Frank Grimes, like that character is like the analog to Michael Douglas.
Same as him.
Yeah. Okay, we're now going to, I will happily answer, but we do have to go around the table with two or three things as part of this.
Yeah.
Die Hard Christmas movie. Randall.
Terrible.
No, is it a Christmas movie though?
Oh, no.
Whether you like it or not.
I would say no.
Darnell?
I like Die Hard, but I never saw. Wait, like just like a.
Is it a Christmas movie? It takes place during Christmas time. He wears a.
Everybody.
He gets the machine gun and he says, ho, 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 motherfucker. Like, you know, it's like.
Yeah. Everybody.
Yeah. I say Christmas.
Everybody. Yes. Everybody likes that one for Christmas.
Christmas movie or no?
Oh my God. I have so
them. No. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Yeah.
Okay, round two. Gremlins. Christmas movie?
Christmas movie. Yes.
I never saw it.
Okay. No, that's okay. She hasn't seen it.
Move on.
That's okay.
Oh my God, we're going to watch that tonight. Okay. We're going to put it on while we're chilling.
Okay.
Brandy, Christmas movie?
What?
Is it Gremlins?
I just said yeah.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
Last one, and then we'll move on to Darnell's favorite Christmas movies. Third one, Nightmare Before Christmas. Randall.
Yes.
No, Halloween.
No, it's both.
Both.
No, it's
both.
It's fucking Christmas too, bitch.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
That was a horrible piece of evidence. The one thing like you could have done, and you sing that this is Halloween. I said, is it a Christmas movie? You're like, yes, this is Halloween. It doesn't get more explicitly Halloween.
Did you see my boob shake?
I saw it. Very aggressive
boob shake.
It was.
All right.
She meant business.
I did. For me, those are three controversial. You know, people will fall in different areas.
They're all Christmas movies.
I
say.
I think
did
so.
You answer?
Oh, well, for me, all three are.
Okay.
But
okay.
But I know, like, okay, people okay. are... I am like Darnell, and I think, like, Brandy, too, with Nightmare Before Christmas. It's, like, it's both.
I think it's both.
You can choose. Like, yeah. You can, you know, whatever.
I do not watch Nightmare Before Christmas until Halloween starts.
Yeah.
And then I always put it on throughout the whole 4 months or whatever.
Yeah.
I love it. I've seen it, like, I've watched it, like, 6 times already.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
All right, Darnell, your Christmas movie.
Favorite Christmas movie is The Grinch.
The Grinch, yes. and
the Jim Carrey version.
Yes.
That is the best Christmas
That is the
movie.
Best.
Well, that's all the time we have for today, folks.
Love. I knew that was going to get
oh
the boys.
Oh, my God. I have so many favorites.
The boys don't like that movie. And honestly,
so stupid. It makes me so angry.
It is so stupid.
No, it is not. Angry. You're stupid. Makes me angry.
I have come to...
I love that movie.
I have come to terms with it because Brandy loves it. And I'm like, okay. But it was just so depressing because I loved the cartoon. I loved the Boris Karloff one so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And to see kind of like that version, it just like depressed me.
Oh,
it's like, wow. I don't.
Jim Carrey is so
You
good.
Have done me wrong.
It wasn't even Jim Carrey, but
That's
it's like.
That's Nene.
But it's like, we don't need the Grinches. I don't know. Like, it felt weird with the backstory. And then you're making like the Who's, like the mayor guy. Like, you're making him a back. Like, the whole thing doesn't feel right. And
oh,
it's just.
It feels
you know
so good.
I know. But I'm just. But I've come to terms and I do enjoy it on its own. Like, it for me, now it has entered its own category.
I have a hard time picking because the Grinches. My number one. Elf is number one.
Elf is really good
Christmas
too.
Story's number yeah. one. I love Miracle on 34th Street. I love. I know
Christmas
what
movies.
I love Christmas movies. I love It's a Wonderful Life, and that's your favorite Christmas movie.
Probably,
yeah,
probably.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Brandy's answering for you.
And and I fucking don't shy away from Hallmark. Station.
Oh, you're watching all of
that. Oh, girl, yes.
All right, guys. I don't know if you.
Girl, bye. I love me some Hallmark. Like, I like the Evergreen, the Everglades love story. I like it all.
But I don't know if you, so.
He makes fun of me all the time.
Pine cone pass.
Surprise.
Yes.
Pine cone pass.
Okay, so there is a Netflix original.
Also a porno.
No. No.
Randall.
So there is a Netflix special on right now.
What would that porno be? Like, is the cone for your ass?
No, it's
or?
A choose your own adventure.
Oh, okay. Pine cone passion.
So there
like,
is...
Like, what is the whole, like, scene decorated in pine cones? Is it like an no. anal pine cone
oh
friendly butt plug?
You're going too deep.
is it a pine cone vibrator? Are your
whatever,
balls decorated
whatever,
with pine cones?
Whatever... Whatever your adventure,
titty pine cones.
Whatever your adventure, it's in the title, so it's got to be
okay,
front and center.
But what I was gonna say is, so Netflix has an original. Brady already watched it. What is it? Christmas Prince or something like that.
No, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I didn't see the movie.
It's a Hallmark.
Boom, I watched it.
Netflix came out with basically
their own Hallmark.
Basically
movie.
A Hallmark movie. It's called like Christmas Prince. But I mean, thematically, the way it's shot, it's a Hallmark movie.
Uh-huh.
But what was fun is Netflix trolled. There were 34 people who watched it every day that it's been out. And so they tweeted, they're like, for the 34 people who's watched Christmas Prince 34 days in a row, who hurt you? Like, I was like, oh,
what?
Netflix.
That is so funny.
Netflix going like a harsh on people. No, I was like, wow.
Oh, oh my God. That is so That's funny.
Amazing. Oh, wait. So just to button this up, doll, do you have, if you were going to pick one, you know, just like, which one would you be super bummed if you don't make it through?
Oh.
I mean, no, just.
Oh,
but,
that's a hard
I know,
one.
I know, but
I
just,
know.
Just
I have
the,
so many of them.
But just
I've
pick
watched
the one.
All of them.
You have, you know, this. It's the December 23rd, one day before Christmas Eve, and you have 2 hours.
One that you haven't. Watched
you have
yet.
2 hours. You no, know, which one do you put
I
on?
I can't do it.
No.
Oh.
Can't do it. Because it depends what I haven't watched.
But you
yet.
Got it. But you got to make a call. Just make a call.
I'm not gonna do it.
Okay, fine. It's November 1st. It's November 1st.
What's the first?
What's the first
watch?
One that goes?
Oh,
on?
The first
I watched The Grinch.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
I did.
Okay.
I did.
There you go.
And then I watched Elf.
I picked a best friend.
Yeah.
Now, for me, like the
Miracle on 34th Street. I love that one too.
For me, it's got to be It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
That's your
classic. Classic.
Yeah. No, it's too good. One of my favorite things is, like, I love it, like, for people who kind of don't know when they watch it. Like, I remember one time Jay turned around, like, this is years and years ago, but he turned around, he's like, why is this a Christmas movie? Because it's like, and I'm like, yes, this is the point. Wait for the last half hour.
Yeah.
You'll figure it out. But, yeah. I mean, but you know, because it's the whole thing is that I'm not happy because it's a downer, but that's what makes it such so good.
Yeah.
Is that is he, you know, he turns around all that. One of the
things. There always has to be some strife.
Well, like, for stories in general.
Yeah.
But like the Scrooge.
But yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's a fucking another one.
But that's the thing is most
and
of,
Jim Carrey's
minus
that's a good one.
Oh,
girl.
It's the animated one.
Yes.
Yeah. Minus
it's like Polar Express.
Oh,
Polar Express is another good one.
Polar Express.
Too. You should show Max
totally
Polar
different.
Express.
Yeah, we will.
He would like that one.
He watches it at school.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay.
But I was gonna say, like, one of those other. So I think one version is much like It's a Wonderful Life or Christmas, or not Christmas Story, Die Hard or whatever. Like, there's one thing that I think sometimes makes the Christmas movies good is that it doesn't matter that it's a Christmas movie. It's a good story,
right.
And it happens to take place during Christmas.
Yeah.
And that's It's a Wonderful Life. That's Die Hard.
for
me. But you know, or going back to National Lampoon's.
Yes.
You know, but the but
yourself,
but other
random.
He has little like bloody thing.
Continue. No. Anyway, but for
cooking our dinner, you need to do.
But for most,
God, he doesn't have AIDS.
But for most of the,
I was like, where are you going with that?
We're like, we're all besties now. No turning back.
Thematically speaking, much like It's a Wonderful Life and The Grinch and Christmas Carol, you got, or even Elf. Or even Elf.
I know this is going on a little too long. Are we going on the next one now?
One of the things that makes a good Christmas movie is like when you have that curmudgeon. You know, Elf, it's the dad, of course.
Right.
You got the Grinch, you got Ebenezer Scrooge, you know, you got Mr. Potter.
We go to Christmas Carol at Segerstrom Theater every year, and this was our 11th year. We fucking love it. We took you guys one year.
Yeah.
Oh,
awesome.
Yeah.
Loved it. I think, well.
You were pregnant.
No, as soon as Max gets old enough, we'll
you were pregnant.
Yeah, well.
Because we didn't drink.
Well, no, you guys drank. I had one glass of wine. I mean, all of you.
I know.
We ate at that restaurant, Italian
Mutsa.
And I
oh, we went to Mutsa after.
Because I can only have a little bit of
that's
wine.
A Batali restaurant, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No, not to bring it all down.
Thanks a lot, Randall.
What, because, she's pregnant?
Okay,
just
so,
kidding.
So did you hear that yesterday, Mario Batali, he sent out an email to his... And he is very apologetic,
yeah,
and you know, and he goes into it. He's like, you know, the thing about the holidays is, you know, you want to be around people, et cetera, et cetera. So he ends this like apology email with the fucking recipe for like it's like cinnamon some bites or something like that. Desserts.
Should we make it? Should we make the cinnamon bites?
Yeah. I think we should.
I mean, I don't trust him anymore, but I fucking trust his food.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We should.
No.
Yeah.
But I know we should. We should.
We should.
Oh no.
Okay. On that note, give me your favorite Christmas dishes or your favorite Christmas food.
I gotta tell you this. What? Okay, so, hey Jay.
Hey Jay. We're recording.
So
what's going on? All right, Jay just got home. Did you make some money? Oh,
no.
Motherfucker. Sorry about that.
Were you in Irvine today?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Oh, I love you.
So before we jump,
you make
into...
my heart happy. I want to give you little kisses and pinch your butt.
Oh my God. Okay.
Oh my God. By the way, real quick, did you see Gretchen DeRossi?
Oh yeah.
It's not DeRossi, huh? It's Gretchen Rossi.
Gretchen Rossi.
Yeah. Do you see on Instagram she put,
you should not kiss
your kids on
the
lips
mouth.
Because it's an erogenous zone.
No, I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, why are you fucking kidding? She's
love
not a mom.
Me some maxi kisses.
Oh my God. Jonathan and I still kiss each other on the lips. It's not fucking weird at all.
No.
It's only weird if you make it weird.
Like, it's fucking bullshit. My dad still kisses me on the lips.
Yeah.
It's not weird at all.
Not weird. Oh my God. Oh. Several countries.
She can go fuck herself.
I was going to say, wait, we just crossed into this weird zone because now you're going to face
we're going to have a weird, sorry for the term, Mexican standoff between culture and appropriateness, right? Yeah, because there's
why is that a Mexican standoff?
Shouldn't it be an Alabama standoff?
No, oh!
No! Holla to Alabama, you in my heart, yo. Now I'm a Roll Tide fan.
Only for 3 years.
Roll Tide.
Only for 3 years.
Yeah, that's all he gets. That's all. But we'll take it.
Well, we'll fucking take it right now, yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah, we will. Anyway, sorry.
So, okay, wait, before we jump into the next topic. So yeah. Just so everyone knows, because we're doing the Celestino Montejano Christmas, my mom is watching Max and she's, you know, they're there doing their thing. And I just text her and it's about dinner time.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, hey, is everything good? Just checking, you know, on Max and you. And she's like, yes, very good. I made him a hamburger and he asked for ranch and for broccoli cheese soup.
Oh.
Oh, and chips. I'm like,
that's a brandy order there. Yes.
Power move at 3.5.
Did he? Yes. 3.5 broccoli cheese soup? Do you have that?
Yes,
is that a thing that happens?
Well, they both love broccoli cheese soup, so it wasn't one of my mom's requests.
Oh my God.
But I was like, you know what? Let me just put some in the pantry. And yeah. I told her, I'm like, hey, there's some soup here too, and Max likes it. She told him, and I guess he wanted a hamburger with ranch broccoli and cheese. Soup and chips.
Oh.
That is fucking funny.
He loves, well, he did this once, but he was totally into it. Dipping his mandarin orange slices into ranch.
Oh my God.
Amazing.
Darnell said that on the last podcast.
It's sweet and savory.
Yeah.
Thing.
I don't know. That might be fucking gross.
That's gross.
Don't be wrong. On the one hand, it's gross, but on the other hand, it's
maybe
like,
he's one-upping us, though, right now. Maybe. He's like, you think you like ranch? Well, let me tell you.
Maybe his palate. Maybe
amateurs.
He's like
amateurs.
In all fairness, I haven't found something that he's guacamole can't go on.
Oh.
We're all like, ooh.
That's very true. That's very true.
Let me ponder this.
I sometimes get the
guacamole
the,
with some ranch.
Yeah.
I think that would work too.
What, yeah. Fucking dip your guac in your ranch?
What if you had a guacamole cheeseburger with a little bit of ranch in there?
What if you have a ranch chip and you want fucking guacamole on
there
your ranch
you go.
Chip?
Oh.
What about guacamole ice cream?
That exists.
Well, avocado ice cream.
That exists.
Oh, avocado and banana. So good together.
Oh, see? It's actually really good.
See? Oh, amazing. I bet that
when
would
we made
be good.
Max's food when he was
mashed up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, we were eating that.
It was good.
Yeah.
You could just mash up avocado and put brown sugar on it and like dessert.
And
just
dessert.
Happens.
Yeah. Okay.
You're like, yeah, and this is. You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So back to Christmas.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes.
Favorite, Randy, give me your favorite like Christmas food that you look forward to.
Gotcha.
Why do you start with me?
It's kind of difficult for me too. Like,
why'd I start with you?
It's difficult for me too because like, what is a Christmas food? Like what's specific to Christmas? All right,
okay, well,
I'll tell you.
Let's go reverse order.
I've got something. He thinks he's, it's my show.
I know, right? Randy thinks it's hers. Greg thinks it's his. I'm like, wait. No,
wait,
Randy.
Wait.
I'm not claiming ownership.
He does all the editing. And
yeah.
I do everything else. So
yeah.
It's not your fucking show.
I'm not claiming ownership. I'm just trying to like give an answer. You brought
okay.
a good question.
Greg
I have an opinion.
Greg starts the fun.
Okay. So the reason why I think about Christmas food is because ever since I've known Greg, his family always does like hardcore Italian during
right.
the whole month. I mean,
right,
it's
right.
lots of sausages and Italian sausages and fresh pastas and,
yeah.
oh, so yummy. So now I literally look forward to this month because
I get
the pasta.
Yeah, all that yummy.
What are you laughing
at? Oh, no
carbs. you know what mine is?
What?
Yeah.
Tamales.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. It took me a second because I'm,
because
for some reason,
thing.
I don't associate it, but like, you know,
that's when they make them.
Slaving
okay.
for fucking hours
yes.
making that shit when I was young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two comments about the tamales.
I haven't had tamales in like 3 years.
We need to make some next year.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Let's do it.
Why don't
Let's
we
do,
do
it.
That?
Totally. Okay. Two
Why
comments.
Why don't you do that, D?
I was going to say, are you going to fucking help me?
Two.
Have you ever done it?
I'll supervise.
A tamale making party?
Yeah, let's do
okay.
it. Let's do it.
She is not sold on that.
Let's make some tamales.
Hey,
wait,
fucking
you know
filling,
what?
Though, is going to be
That's
so
true.
Fucking
no, you
good.
Know what?
I feel like a lot of the filling sometimes
well,
is not up to par.
Here's the thing. You invite the people you don't like to like do all the hard work.
Oh, and then don't
Yeah, but then
it.
We got to fucking put up with them the whole time.
But then they don't get to eat it.
Oh, they don't get to
Here we go.
We're like...
All right, two comments about the tamales.
Yeah.
One, there is no bad tamale. They're almost all good.
Oh, yeah.
Except, like, the sweet ones, like, with the raisins, whatever, raisins and stuff, are delicious.
Yeah.
Chicken, beef, pork. Like, I have not come across them, except, I don't know, but the cheese. I'm going to blame the... the cheese ones. I'm going to blame the Salvadorians. I don't know who it is. The banana leaf ones. What is up with the banana leaf ones?
Yeah, not a fan of them.
Oh, not cool. They're greasy. They're weird.
Are they for sure El Salvadorians?
I know. No. I don't know.
Because our listeners are going to be like, that is not Salvadorian.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And they need to educate us what it is then.
I don't.
Help us out. Maybe Judy B could help us there.
Oh, yeah.
She's
very smart.
She is fucking smart, dude.
I need to like ask her all my questions.
Like, I could ask Judy anything and she would be like, boom. Let me tell you.
After every like podcast that we release, Judy texts us. She's like, you guys are wrong.
She'll be like, oh, you guys, you have it wrong there.
All right, who's got the next food?
Oh, the next food. Well, so I'm just pasta because of you.
Yeah.
And I love me some tea ring. You make tea ring?
Yeah.
Okay.
So tea ring's like a cardamom cake.
Yeah.
Cardamom. That's so good.
Yes.
What is yours?
So a couple of comments. Number one. Why can't Christmas candy get it together? Because candy canes suck.
Oh, no, they don't.
Oh, yeah,
that gives you some nice breath.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
I love me a fucking candy cane. God damn it.
I'm just saying Halloween shows up with a lot of good options.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Easter shows up with a lot of good options. Christmas shows up and they're like, well, you can have all your regular sweets and we have candy canes.
Here's your peppermint.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm sorry, Christmas.
You can hang it on your tree.
No, first of all, so.
Here's your popcorn string. Popcorn balls. Oh, my God.
My mom would love that.
Now I will.
Greg's mom.
Greg's mom. Loves popcorn.
Oh, sorry.
She loves popcorn.
Yeah.
Oh,
my mom loves her.
Yeah.
Your mom would totally make
almost
shit like
every
that.
Every Christmas, Randy's mom's, all of her presents, one of them has to be popcorn related.
Okay.
The popcorn tins?
Yeah.
Well, no.
I'm sorry, but you mix that caramel and cheddar at good night.
No,
good
well,
fucking night.
Oh, those popcorn tins. That's
like
one of my favorite foods, too.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
That's your favorite food. Oh, yeah. What?
Those fucking Danish cookies in the tin.
Oh my god. Stop it right now. I love those
Danish
cookies.
Okay, that's my favorite Christmas
We just ate those Danish cookies when we were in LA.
We were in the hotel.
Yeah, because they're good.
I had a tin and
Randy,
two a beach.
I went to Ross.
We had a weak moment.
I forgot slippers.
That's not weak.
And
strong.
I hate not having slippers in hotels. I hate it for some reason. So I'm like, there's a Ross. You got to go somewhere with parking in LA. And I'm like, okay, I know where
Nobody's
Ross
gonna
is.
Nobody's going to go to fucking Ross. Yeah.
No, it was fucking packed. Of course. In West LA, I'm like, son of a bitch, I picked up. You know why? Because it has fucking parking, this Ross does. So everybody goes there for fucking parking.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I go in there for slippers. I'm like, I just need the booty ones on my feet. That's all.
Yeah.
$5.
Right.
And then I'm in line.
Oh,
I'm like one of 85 people in line.
Best stuff in that goddamn line.
Oh, I picked up the Danish cookie tin. I'm like, well, these look good.
I'm like, I do need a new candle holder.
I know.
God damn it. Where are you?
This one's shaped like a dog.
You pick up the dumbest shit in that line.
Yeah. I love it.
And sometimes the treats in the line, too. You're like,
Oh,
I have never had these vegetable chips. I'm sure they're tasty.
And some of them have like the drink coolers in the line.
Oh yeah,
and
always gotta pick up. I feel like a Coke Zero.
I'm like, what flavor is that?
Oh, that's dip.
Let me try that one.
I've never tasted this vitamin water before.
Exactly. Let me get three.
It's like they still have Fruitopia.
Oh my god. I always get dish rags over there. I'm like, oh, these are very cute dish rags.
Oh, these have good texture.
That's very specific.
Okay, what's your favorite food, babe?
So for me, I guess just specific to me and my family, the gnocchi verde. So
gnocchi verde, yeah. Explain to them what it is.
Yes. Okay, so in the Italian cooking, so you have gnocchi, which is just basically pasta but made with potato. So that's your regular gnocchi. Then you have, fun fact, nudi, So hilarious. So Nudie, I was like, well, that's weird that it's called Nudie, because what Nudie is ricotta. So instead of potato, it's ricotta.
Oh, nice.
So that's what Nudie is. It actually is a cognate. This is on purpose that it's called Nudie, because what it is the inside of ravioli without the outside. Oh. So Nudie. Uh-huh. So then Gnocchi Verdi, or you take that same process, but instead of potato, you have spinach. So they're like spinach gnocchi. And they are, I don't know.
So good.
I've turned her, she hates like frozen spinach. You know, chopped frozen spinach. She hates it. But in this application,
it's slimy to me. But in this, I can't do it.
But in this application, they're so good. Oh. And like, it's just Parmesan and ricotta. And, like,
and that sounds delicious. Parmesan, yeah, it's Parmesan, ricotta, spinach, and a shit ton of fucking butter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's, yeah.
Literally, so. like you literally...
Greg, can you whip that up for like meal tonight? Like,
no, that's a 2-day process.
Randy
made hot buttered rum for tonight.
Yeah.
And
it had a whole fucking brick of
butter
in it.
Yeah, the good stuff.
Yeah. And he also made homemade eggnog.
Oh, Alton Brown's recipe.
I am so excited to try that. We're going to try that.
Yeah. How long have you been aging it?
Well, we've been aging it for a month. You can age it for longer, but it's not going to fucking last that long. So.
Because we're gonna drink it. That's why.
So two comments about eggnog.
Delicious.
Yes, I love eggnog.
Do you nog or not?
I'm a big eggnog fan. Kids at school did not forget liked it, didn't like it. The vast majority have never even had it. Don't even know what it
His
is.
His students did not even know what it was. They're like, what is that?
Yeah, like.
So then he went to the store and bought eggnog for them so they could all try it, and they all hated it.
It was about 2/3 did not like it, 1/3 were cool with it. About, like, in roughly.
Well, I wonder if you have to have, like, a little taste of, like, getting used, like, you know, like, if you have to get used to alcohol a little bit and then taste it, because even eggnog without alcohol that you just buy in the you know, grocery store.
I'll fucking drink it.
I love it. But it does have like a very unique taste.
Yes.
It does.
So maybe you have to get like a palate for like liqueur.
So great.
And then you like it.
Yes.
Coquito.
Yeah.
That's like the Latin analog.
No comprendo. No comprendo coquitas.
I was
coquitos.
Coquito. It's like, but it's like with coconut milk, evaporated milk.
I already like it.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was.
Me gusta.
Me gusta.
I'll do that.
Te gustas. Me gustas.
Look, we all know horchata. We all know.
Me yo quiero Taco Bell.
No, we all know a rose con leche. I'm like, eggnog is in this same continuum. Absolutely. You know what I mean?
Like,
horchata?
That's what I just said. It's
you
like
said arroz con leche.
He
said
right before that, I said horchata.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Fun fact. I do believe that horchata should become the new flavor of early fall. We all love PSLs.
Ooh, yes.
But
okay.
I think Labor Day.
You guys, I just had an iced horchata latte. Oh, my God.
But I think Labor Day till like September 30th or whatever. Like, I think that's
Independence Day.
Yes.
Through.
You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like, before.
El Dia de los Muertos.
No, that's a little too long because we need PSL 10.
They can coexist.
Okay, they can coexist. But I'm just saying, like,
hashtag coexist.
But I
am. Because they both have cinnamon.
But I am saying September, for example.
PSL cinnamon.
I am saying September, for example.
Yes.
I think we can make it. Yes, I'm saying like this should be horchata season.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Let's make it so next year. That's what just happened.
I like it.
I like it a lot.
I do too. So what's your favorite food, D?
Oh, I'm going with the Danish cookies. Here's why I'm going with it. Because my family and I think a lot of white people don't.
Yeah.
I mean, we eat the same fucking shit we eat on Thanksgiving.
I don't understand that.
I don't either.
We eat the same fucking shit. So
I don't understand that either.
I don't either. So my favorite foods, honestly, after I've been married and now married to you guys, I enjoy the Italian food and tamales. So.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
But, you know, we make the same stuff. Turkey, mashed potatoes.
I love it for Thanksgiving. My mom hates making this food. And she's always like, let's do something different this year. And me and my dad are like, no, you need to be in the kitchen making the same shit.
Yeah, yeah. But we eat the same thing. Christmas,
but then on Christmas,
Thanksgiving. It's
you outie?
For me, the same thing.
Oh. But then on Christmas, They make the same shit add a ham in there.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
it's the same stuff. So, you know, I'm like, what is Christmas food? Like, but I do really only eat the Danish cookies around Christmas.
Yeah.
And like I said, now that I've been with all of you guys, I do look forward to the Italian food that we get.
I know.
She hasn't for a couple of years, but your mom did make tamales. Yeah,
and I was going
to
say
that. So
and
we need to, can we'll we summon to her back. To make that again next year?
Well, let's make it happen.
Okay.
She makes a really good, she has a really good meat in there.
We can work it out. Yeah. Our place, your place.
Whatever. I was going to say like
that. Well, we come to your place.
Yeah, come to our place and then.
That
yeah.
way, because Max should be involved too, like helping make the tamales.
I'm going to put him to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he likes to like get all in there.
But I was gonna say like that is the good thing. And once again, much like the candy that we forget about the Christmas season, see Hispanic culture, you go tamales, like Italian, we get the Feast of the Seven Fishes. Like you gotta come up with your Christmas
something specific.
Food, you know, as opposed to just repeating Thanksgiving
it really
or whatever.
Is, yeah. Except like you said, you throw a little ham in there.
Yeah.
So let's do, okay, we're moving on. Okay, we're going to do, I just said K three times there.
Oh,
let's do
that's
your.
Not good.
But it's not. I hate when I do that. And I notice it. I hate when you say good. Like.
She always calls herself out.
I do.
That's good. You're self-aware.
He bugs my ass when he says like every other fucking word.
I'm sorry.
Hey, should we do a little break right now to get some eggnog and then come back? Can we do that? You okay with that, Randall?
You're going to have to do a little cute little edit here, Randall.
Yeah.
You're good?
Bell, okay. Bell. And we'll be back, guys.
Jingle.
And we are back.
We are back.
And drunk. Okay.
Yeah.
We're noggin.
We are noggin. Oh, my God, Randy. So you guys need to make the Alton Brown eggnog.
Alton Brown eggnog recipe. So we made a recipe. It was like... Oh. 4 mason jars full, like the 32-ounce mason jars.
Okay.
And we're probably going to finish it all tonight, like from what
it's
we
so
made
delicious.
Last month. So we're going to have to make another batch. But it's got so much booze in it, it'll last years. As long as it's refrigerated.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how long did he tell you to age it?
At least a couple of months. At least a month before you start. So this is about...
This is a little over a month, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is about a month. And it's already from when we first tasted it.
When he first made it, we had a little sip that night.
Raw eggs in it, too.
We had a sip that first night, and it was so good.
Alcohol kills everything.
I know. I was going to say, like, even though it's raw, well, people fucking, fun fact, honest to God, I learned this on with Terry DeBrow.
Knock that. What
the fuck was that?
It's a fucking truck out there.
It's a big fucking truck or something. Okay, here's the deal. You know how a lot of like people used to drink eggs?
Raw eggs
and for fucking protein shake?
Uh-huh.
There is more protein when you cook the egg.
Oh, it changes
really?
It?
It changes it.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Awesome.
Well, there you
go. Terry DeBrow. Thank you, Dr. DeBrow. I'm telling you guys, I'm fucking obsessed with Dr. DeBrow. I am.
Well, I love him too.
Mm-hmm.
So where should we go now?
I want to do your... Here we go. I'm starting to get there.
I know.
Lord Jesus, take the wheel.
We're going to have to open presents pretty soon.
Sorry,
because
babe.
Okay, let me tell this funny story. We're going to have to open presents pretty soon because...
You're so cute.
One year, we got wasted, and then we opened our family presents.
Yeah, you know, 1 year.
And
1 year. Just
every,
1 year.
This
every,
one time.
Every
this
year.
One time.
So then we opened our
you
presents.
You got to wrap Randy's present in tinfoil again. Oh, I need to tell that story.
Wait. So we got like wasted and then we opened presents. And then the next day after like Randy and I went home, whatever, Brandy's texting me and she's like, so I thought this was Greg's present, but Greg's telling me it's my present. Like nobody remembered like whose present. We're like, you're like, did you buy this for me or for Greg? And then you broke. Do you remember I got you that really cute Pekingese wine stopper?
I broke it, but I saved the Pekingese.
And you broke it. Like
I only broke half of it. It was, and thankfully, it was the stopper.
Yeah, it was the cork part.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Maggie just got me a cork stopper, too.
Uh-huh.
It's Santa Claus, but the feet dangle.
Oh.
They're like little feet danglers. I'll show you right now. They're so cute.
That's awesome. Really cute.
Shout out to Maggie.
I
thanks,
like
girl.
That. That's cute.
She buys me a lot of presents. I really like it. Every time I'm like, oh, you did it again. You got me presents. I love it. Oh, she got the Oh, we forgot to put the knives, the Santa knives out for our cheese plate.
I know, we didn't use the Santa knives.
God, we're assholes.
We'll get them. It's
fine. Yeah. Okay, anyway. What were we what was that? What's going on?
I don't know what's going on outside.
A lot of beeps and horns, car horns.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So you're gonna talk about
bug your ass holiday tradition.
Okay, what mine?
What is yours, girl? What tradition just bugs your ass and you're like, or it doesn't have to be your tradition, but a tradition. Like what people do.
Okay, so here I have mixed feelings because part of me really wants to do this, but part of me thinks it's fucking stupid.
What?
I think I'm gonna do it next year for Max.
Okay.
I really want to put fucking reindeer antlers and a nose on my car.
Stop it! Oh my god! I make fun of everybody that does that.
I know, so do
I.
Holy
shit!
It's cute.
But I know, but like Max.
That was a good one, D.
As we're driving down the road, Max is like, there's another reindeer car. Like he's so excited. I'm like,
aww.
I'm like, baby, do you want mama to have a reindeer car?
What? You should do it now.
And he's like, yeah, well, where do you get them at? Target? Where are they at?
Home
I don't
Depot?
Know.
We'll Amazon them.
Amazon them.
Oh my god, Amazon them.
I don't think there's any.
ATS girl, Amazon that shit.
I don't think there's any bad car addition. We can do the antlers. We can do the tongue sticking out. We can do truck nuts. Like any direction nuts. You want to go.
Randy woke up.
No, seriously. Like,
no, they're all fun. They're
how about
stupid.
The eyelashes.
I'm game on with those too. Like
you are. Stop it.
I
got a bug once. We all know my bug.
Yeah.
And I wanted to put eyelashes on the bug. And I wanted to do it just because Jonathan shared the car with me.
He was driving. Oh,
and I wanted to put
have.
The eyelashes on it because he fucking hated that I got a bug.
That was a good car.
You should have done it.
I think that he talked about that on the podcast with
us. I think he did.
You guys should all tune in to Jonathan's episode. And it's...
I don't know what number it was.
I don't know what number
it was.
But it's the love heart episode. It's with my kid.
And because
he's my love heart.
And he gave up some good stories.
Oh,
like stories I did not want to hear.
Stories, yeah.
That made me nervous to have. I have a son.
He has had a stinky vajayjay, you know
what
I mean?
And I'm like, oh my God. And then we were like, we need to make sure.
I'm like, do I have that?
We're like,
what the fuck?
We'll be right back.
Okay, Randy, what's your bug your ass holiday tradition?
That white elephant bullshit.
Oh, you hate the white elephant. You need to move.
You don't
towards
like
him.
The white Yankee elephant.
Excuse me, that white elephant bullshit.
Okay,
sorry, I had to talk into the.
Okay, you hate the white elephant?
Yeah, because it's a lot of presents that like nobody really wants, but everybody tolerates just for the sake of like being in the group situation. I was like, oh, great. You know, I needed a cookie mix, you know?
If I had
I needed this cookie mix specifically.
Or like a 20-pound chocolate bar. You're like, oh, I'm really going to eat this chocolate.
Hold on. Who's ever liked a 20-pound chocolate bar in
that's
the
that's an
mouth.
Improvement over Christmas candy.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
You hope you get the 20-pound chocolate bar.
Here's hot cocoa mix, two Starbucks mugs, and like a $5 Starbucks gift card. It's fine, you know. But
that's a harmless one.
It's harmless. That's
but occasionally you really get the occasionally you get like the
I can live with it. I can live without it.
Yeah. No, I was saying like occasionally you get like the shrimp diviner or something like that, and you're like,
what?
Well, this is
nobody's
thing.
Ever opened up a shrimp diviner. What the fuck? What?
I'm sorry. I was like not paying attention to how that part.
He's like,
out.
You know, when somebody gets you a shrimp diviner, I'm like, no.
I was like, so you're saying you don't want one?
Nobody opens.
Well,
we're gonna have to get you another. Gift.
I'm gonna excuse me a moment while I go unwrap Darnell's gift.
That's funny. You didn't shop for her. But he did say, like,
guys,
I got my bestie.
We're
he's like, he's handling you. He handled you.
We're seriously going to get drunk off of eggnog here.
I know.
So, I know. I'm feeling it.
So
I'm
a
pushing
nervous.
It away a little bit.
I look at me. It's baby steps.
I think you got to lean into it.
I'm feeling this. I'm feeling spirit right now.
Ooh, Greg
the spirit
has
of Jesus Christ
most.
Right here.
Yeah.
I like rum. Like,
Greg has had the most.
You give me rum. I can drink rum straight. And I can drink it in eggnog.
You really.
I like rum cake.
Yeah.
Rum.
Oh my god, you guys.
We're gonna end this pretty soon.
He makes a rum cake and it is like holy rum.
Okay, fun fact about
Greg's rum cake. Everybody loves it, but Brandy. Yes. Like, everybody's so like, this strong. Is the greatest rum cake ever. And Brandy is it. She's like, why does it taste like rum? Yeah. And I'm like, well, fun fact about rum cake.
Don't say that.
We're going to have to God wrap this one up. You guys, give me your worst traditions or the ones that you hate.
Well, we had another one.
I know, but no, we're getting, you do yours we're getting crazy. So.
Well, if we're... Oh, anyway. No, Christmas tradition that I don't like is I... Or bug my ass. This confused me until for a long time. Like when you watch your Christmas specials, TV, movies, etc., how when they bust into the Christmas carols, everybody knows all the words. And this gave me like great like anxiety growing up. Because I'm like, I don't know any of these fucking songs. Can anyone sing Hark the Herald? Can anyone sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing? Can anyone, you know?
Glory to the newborn king, Christ peace on earth and mercy.
You guys are saying two different lyrics. Like, this is my point. Like
this what is... child is this?
No, that's not even a Christmas song.
Laid to rest on Mary.
No, I don't know.
That's not even a Christmas
what
song.
What child is this? God yes, it is. Mary, gentlemen, and nothing you dismay.
Okay, we can get down on some Christmas songs.
Jingle bells.
You guys just did. You guys just did what everybody does. You did like literally the first
you guys
line.
I took off my bra.
And then
my bras.
But then you get into.
I put my bra on the staircase, man. That's a big fucking bra. I'll take a picture of it.
We gotta wrap this up. We are getting crazy.
Okay. Okay, now you. Oh wait, did I go?
No, you haven't gone.
I don't know. I don't have a bug my ass holiday
you
tradition.
You love all of them.
Great. I want you to do your thing next.
Okay,
I'm trying to think of a bug my ass holiday
you
tradition.
You just love everything.
Well, you can get it after Greg.
Yeah.
You got to have something saying, like, that you we don't.
He's doing a, yeah, you go.
Oh, okay. No.
You go your topic.
Greg's
historical topics.
I think we should close out with Greg.
Okay, this will be it, and we'll keep it relatively
How long
quick.
Have we been going, though?
Over an hour.
Okay.
Oh!
Hour five.
Shit.
I know.
This has been so much fun. I thought it was 5 minutes. No.
I had this thought going back to my previous comments about you know, that gift that you always want. Well, for me,
okay.
The gift or the number one gift at any holiday, but it was always video games.
Yes. Okay.
And then I realized Brandy's actually I don't want to say likes video games, but she loves like Mario or whatever. Like she is game on for some basic video games. And I'm like
some basic ones.
I am.
No, I didn't mean that. I meant
but
like.
Fuck
I
the duck
I meant. I meant.
Fuck
like, I meant
duck
like.
Hunt game.
I meant like.
I will fucking burn that game. If you have it at your house, I'm gonna step on it.
I'm
gonna kick it and I'll throw it out in those fields.
I love
what
that.
I meant, and this will introduce us to the first topic. What I meant was in the video game world, Brandy likes platform games. Mm. She likes 2D side scrollers. If we're gonna get very specific into video game nomenclature. And then I had this, how many video game terms double up as sex terms on Urban Dictionary?
Okay.
So here's our category. First one, because I just mentioned it, platform. Do you think there is also, now I don't just mean it has an entry in Urban Dictionary, I mean it has a sexual
connotation.
Definition.
Yes, because once again, most video game terms, you can look up on an Urban Dictionary and they'll give you the video game version. But is there a
platform?
So platform.
I say yes. There's a sexual.
Do you
definition.
Have any? Do you have any guess of what it might be?
I'm thinking it's a big booty and you can put shit on it.
Randall,
agreed. Yeah, second that motion.
Do you think? Do you think the term platform on Urban Dictionary platform in video games means old school Nintendo 2D side scroller? Yeah. That's what when you say a platform game, that's what you're talking about. So,
okay.
So do you think there is also a double sexual connotation
to the word platform. As it relates to that?
Yeah.
Do you agree with them that it's going to be something booty related or?
All about the booty.
It's all about the booty.
booty.
Well, that's the pinnacle, folks. Not going to get any
better. Okay, booty.
Okay. So you guys are right, but it's not the booty.
Okay, what is it?
It is the officially on, I don't remember the exact terminology. I don't have Urban Dictionary open right now, but it was something about, you know, platform shoes. And that's the shoes you want to F a girl in. So yes, so platform, it does have a sexual connotation, but it's borderline. I will now do a very easy one. Why I say easy? Because this was going to be the intro one. Joystick.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She was doing You're test driving that shit. Sometimes you do that. You need to grab onto it and be like.
So.
Let me tell you where to go.
So for joystick to work. Does the stick need to feel joy? Because I don't think that's, I don't think
those,
it does.
Those
I know. You don't want that? You don't want like us to drive with it?
Downshift. Yeah. Double good, clutch. Right?
Okay, so you guys are right. Joystick obviously does have a double cut. That's why that was the intro. That was supposed to be the first one, much like platform. Okay, now we'll go a little bit more. Pixel. So a pixel, like when you watch old school Nintendo or the, if you know graphics, they're the little squares that make up an image.
Okay.
And
that's like Mario.
Yes. And back on old school Nintendos, you could see the pixels. Now you can't see the pixels because they're, whatever the resolutions are, they're millions of, you know, whatever. Do you think pixel has a sexual connotation too?
Pixel. Huh. I'm trying to think, like, what would it be?
I don't think so.
Pixel.
So Brandy says no.
I say Darno. No.
Randall.
I am always going to default to yes because... The internet is a depraved place.
Yes.
So, fun fact about Pixel, and I don't. This seems not legit. Randall's right, but according to Urban Dictionary, Pixel is an attractive girl between late teens, early 20s. So, a legal girl, but like before, like 21, we'll say. So, like 18 to 20, maybe 21. You know what I mean? Is a pixel. I don't know.
I don't know.
That's pretty fucking esoteric.
But I've also never heard that term before. So like, I was a little torn on it because I'm like, this is something I haven't heard of.
Right.
But
okay, well,
we should ask for it more.
Well, it's there.
So. So you know. Anyway, next one. RPG, role playing game.
Oh yes.
Oh
sexual,
yes.
Sexual
yes.
connotation.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Yes.
Fun fact, according to Urban Dictionary, no.
Oh, there.
No. Wow. Now role playing is a thing. A role playing game. Nope, RPG is only video games. And the grenade launcher, the rocket propelled grenade.
I'm gonna go on Pornhub right now.
Not Pornhub, Urban Dictionary. Okay, next one.
Oh, it's not Pornhub.
No, Urban Dictionary. All right, next one. This
Hold
one's
on.
This one's fun.
Pornhub.
Let's,
well, I mean, show me.
Okay.
Show me what. You're
that is next. A big dick.
Whoa!
Oh my god.
Okay, so when you play,
I'll tell you it's gonna exist if it comes up.
When you play,
RPG.
Sorry, I'll pull my pants up.
When you
hold on, RPG comes up.
When you play
RPG, boom.
Oh,
yes, RPG exists.
But okay, so next one.
Oh, that isn't good,
baby girl. You're
no, I don't
shit.
Wanna, I, no,
anyway.
You don't want to see this?
Not on Christmas.
Okay, anyway, yes,
great.
Cartoon sex is a thing.
Yes.
Japanimation.
Wait, exists.
It's a very big
Greg,
thing.
Greg, I am so sorry.
Yeah.
But there is a bunch of fucking Trump and Putin fan fiction out there, like erotic
fiction.
Oh,
I bet.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I read. I haven't read any of that.
You're not supposed to say so I read because that's
well,
mean
well,
it.
It's fan fiction. It's
so I've heard.
Say, yes,
so it exists.
That's what
okay. Yeah, okay. Next one. So anybody who's ever played the fighting game. This is a fighting game specific term. Mm-hmm. Anybody who's ever played Tekken knows Eddie Gordo. He played Soul Calibur. This exists too. It's called button mashing. So in a fighting game, you just literally start pressing all the buttons. And hope your guy does something cool.
Yeah.
Button mashing. Yes. Is there a
That's like Street Fighter, right?
I say yes.
Yeah. Is there a sexual connotation?
I say yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was depressed. I thought there was.
What?
I thought it was going to be, you know,
well,
girl. I thought it was.
Oh
my God. I thought it was going to be girl specific, but I thought there was.
I thought it would be girl specific
no.
too.
Action.
Like,
yes.
Hit all our buttons.
Yes, right? No, but surprisingly, no. At least Urban at least Urban Dictionary, no.
Becoming a very interesting Christmas.
Next one. FPS, which in video games world stands for two things. First person shooter.
I just typed in button mash and it's all button mashing.
Anyway.
Okay, so what is the other two?
It's ponies doing it.
Oh my god!
Oh, no
button mashing.
So here's the My Little Pony stuff.
Is My Little Pony button mashing?
No, I don't want to see that.
Oh god! No. Oh god!
Okay, Greg, please talk.
Sorry, yes. FPS in the video game world stands for two things: first person shooter and frames per second. Yes. So like, how good are the graphics? The other version is like Call of Duty games,
right?
Like,
right,
first person shooter. Is there a sexual
connotation?
Yes, I
think it's first person shooter.
Oh, you think it's gonna?
Stop doing your slippers like that. Wait, what was the question?
Oh shit!
FPS. Do you think there is a
FPS? Point? What's that?
So in video
female
game,
pussy
no,
stick.
No.
Do you not understand the premise of this game?
We're doing.
Sorry, is it about steampunk? Just kidding. I'm just bringing it back to steampunk. I'm kidding, you guys.
So in the video game world, FPS can mean first person shooter. It can mean frames per second. So like, how good are the graphics? Do you think there's a Urban Dictionary?
No.
She says no.
No.
Yes, it's not first person shooter.
Speak up a little bit.
It's FAPS per second. How fast you masturbate.
Oh my god. Wow, that's impressive.
Ew.
Oh my god.
Oh, okay. And I think I got one more, one of my favorites, because video game wise this is my favorite type of game. So in the Xbox/PS2 and beyond, and the Xbox, you know, 360 and beyond, sandbox games. So sandbox are games where there's no levels. You just, wherever you want to go, that's where you go, but you got to conquer all the quests type thing. So, it's just like, have at it. And it's called sandbox because, like, little kids, when they're in sandboxes, you go, you know, you do whatever you want. Is there a sexual connotation of the word sandbox?
Yes.
Yes.
Any ideas on what you think it might be?
When you go to the fucking beach, right?
Sandboxing.
Yeah.
I think this is sandbox. I'll look on Pornhub.
You can look on Pornhub. And get lost again.
Do you think it is?
I think it is, but here's the thing. We think every word could be dirty.
Of course.
Like, and every word could be dirty, but
you can always,
is there like a real a dirty definition?
Yes.
You know, because you're what is this? It's like,
the pixel one, I had never heard of that. So that one for me is a little suspect, but there was an entry on Urban Dictionary, so at some point somebody had to enter that.
I would think sandbox would be dirty, but I don't know what it would be. I envision shoving something in an orifice.
It's not coming up at all on Pornhub.
Yeah, you go to the beach.
So,
I'm
going to
say no.
Fun fact, it is. It's a dry vajayjay.
Ew!
Sandbox.
That's the worst. I'm not looking forward to menopause.
I was going to say, I mean, we have never experienced that before.
No, I'm like, you need to help that shit out, brother. Yeah. Get your shit in. Figure it out.
Oh, no.
You just can't sandbox me like that.
Oh, no.
You know what I do? I'm like, ow. That's what I say real quick so he gets it. Like, well, I don't know why he's not getting it. It's fucking a sandbox going in. So I'm like, ow. He's like,
okay.
We
can't just snap our fingers and be like,
I know. Like, freaking free. You should know this shit.
So this one went off the rails.
Yeah. And
to that, I will
now
say.
Now that is actually my bug your ass holiday tradition is sandboxing.
I don't know why that's holiday, but.
Okay, are you twinkle toes down there? Stop it. Like, what are you doing with your fucking slippers?
Some days.
I'm going to shove that Darth Vader up your ass.
That's oddly specific.
Okay.
I was going to say is some days you beat the Nog and some days the Nog beats you. And this is the day the Nog.
I think that was a good closing to this episode.
Yes. Nobody likes a sandbox.
No.
That's the closing.
Well.
And that, and I like some eggnog.
Well, in the video game world, I love the sandbox.
In the video game world.
I love sandbox video games.
You probably don't give a shit if it's sandbox or not. You guys are the ones that don't give a shit.
We're just smashing buttons.
I'm FPSing this all the way.
I am going to murder your
face. Oh my god. Okay.
He's bugging my ass.
Okay, let's close it out.
All right, we love you guys. Thanks for joining us on our Christmas edition of Your Mom Likes Santa. Randy's sweater says, your mom believes in Santa. That's fucking funny.
It is good.
People stop you and they're like, well, I like your shirt. And you go, yeah, so does your mom. All right, bubbles and kisses. We love you guys. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas. Yeah.